April 28, 2007. You're listening to Nowhere a Mulberry, episode 77.
Son of a bitch!
Have you ever seen Point Break?
No.
Amazing bit in Point Break where they jump over fences.
Is there none? 29.
Artie Swayze's just robbed this bank. Keanu Reeves is chasing him through people's gardens. And he goes to shoot Swayze, but he can't because he loves him so much. And he's firing his gun up in the air. He's like, ah!
Oh.
Have you ever fired your gun up in the air and gone, ah?
No, I have not ever fired my gun up in the air and gone, ah.
30. Sorry, I just feel like I'm missing out sometimes. I want to do what you do.
You do what I do. What on earth do you think you're missing out on?
Gunfights, car chases, proper action.
Police work is not about proper action.
29. If you'd have paid attention to me in school, you'd understand that it's not all about gunfights and car chases. I'll fire up the roof.
That was brilliant.
All I'm asking for is 90 seconds of your life, Joni. That's it. See, it's basic dog psychology. If you scare them and get them peeing down their leg, they submit. Yet if you project weakness, you draw aggression. That's how people get hurt. You see, fear causes hesitation. And hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true. So it's simple. You project strength to avoid conflict.
Peace through superior firepower.
I can't do this.
Sure you can. Who knows, you might like it. It's a killer rush.
Buddy, this is your fucking wake-up call, man. I am an FBI agent.
I know, man, isn't it wild? But you know, that's what makes it great, Johnny. We can exist on a different plane. We can make our own rules. Why be a servant to the law when you can be its master?
Rock and roll.
This is going to be a f***ing disaster.
Hey everybody, it's me, the J-Strom, here from the Pop Culture District of Mulberry. We're back! Hey! It's only been, what, like 2 weeks or something? I know. Thank you everyone for listening to the show. I'm sorry we were gone. Believe me, when we don't do the show, it doesn't mean we don't want to. It just means we couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying. Does that make any sense? I don't know. But anyway, no. Let me introduce my co-host here. We have Steven, the pop culture zealot. How you doing, Steven?
I'm good. Hi. I just got in.
Hey.
I'm real tired.
Hey, Steven. Oh, you're tired, Steven? What's the matter?
Yeah, I just got in from Arizona.
Oh. Steven, wake up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was sleeping.
Just like, will you pass me the gray poupon?
Now, Steve is not here yet, but he will be here shortly, hopefully. And when he is, then that'll be great. But we do have here the Mulberry historian, Mulberry Bill. How you doing, Bill?
I'm excellent.
Genius. It's good to have you back, sir. It's good to have our little group and that kind of stuff. I don't know what I'm talking about. But we also have here Vanessa, the Mulberry newswoman.
Hello.
Vanessa hasn't been on the show for like a month. And
just one episode.
She wanted to join the sausage party.
Oh, Billy.
Huh? Vanessa, how you doing? Where have you been? What's going on?
I've been doing well. Just been doing the mom thing. You know, my daughter in the sports thing. So you know what that's like when you have kids with in sports. Your life gets consumed.
No, I don't know what that's like. My daughter's 3.
Oh, just wait. Just wait. That your whole life becomes consumed with the sport.
My daughter, I'm going to get her in gymnastics and martial arts and like
awesome. And
criminal science. So she'll be like a teenage Nancy
Drew.
She'll be like, yeah, she'll be like basically Sydney Bristow by the time she's 16.
She's going to revive Gymkhana.
Awesome.
Oh,
that would
yes.
be cool. Why don't you get your daughter into some karate, Vanessa?
Actually, I've been thinking about it.
She could bust out. If she's ever in, like, the land of the crazies, and there's a pommel
horse.
There's a pommel horse in the center of town, she could just start swinging her feet around. That'd be so cool. That'd be so wicked awesome.
It looked like a well, but it was a pommel horse.
Whoa. That doesn't sound like Gymkhana.
It's a little too violent to be Gymkhana.
It's like punching meat or something hanging on. That's how I fight. I just bitch slap. Of course, we always have Foggy on the show, and it's good to have him.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, see, that sounds like a really violent...
Oh, okay.
Well, there it
does. Yeah. You don't need to know martial arts if you have handguns, basically. You know what they always do in karate movies? They stand too close with a gun, with it to the guy's back, so he can turn around and go, whoop-a-da! That's what I love in Big Trouble in Little China when he grabs Jack Burton's gun and just smashes it with a karate chop.
Yeah.
But it's also like, remember Lethal Weapon 4, which is a horrible movie. They should have ended it on Lethal Weapon 3. But Jet Li's in it, and Jet Li is cool, right? But that part where...
How can you say they should have ended it on 3? They should have ended it on 2.
Yeah, that is true.
But that was the one with the housing project and the cop killer bullet.
Yeah, well, see, I take 3 only based on the fact that I love the part where he goes, we're working on a case of scotch. Yeah. Well, anyway, so Jet Li grabs the gun and it falls to pieces. Like, it's just really kick-ass. And you know what I think is funny about all the Lethal Weapons? They're always about apartheid, or they're about, you know, not eating tuna because dolphins. That's really what the films are about. It's like, what is it? Is it part 4 that's about black genocide or something?
Yeah, it's... Isn't that part 2 where the guns are on the streets?
No, that's part 4. That's the Jet Li one.
That was part 2.
No, that's part 3. Part 3. See, we don't even know. It's part 3. Okay, that's what we're talking about.
Part 3 had the cop killer. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes,
cop killers.
Part 3.
Part 2 had Patsy Kensit in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The South Africans with the gold.
It's been revoked.
Kruger. That was the apartheid one.
Diplomatic immunity.
That's how he said it too.
No way you live. No way. My favorite part of Lethal Weapon 2 is when he's lying there, Riggs is dying, and they play knock knock knocking on heaven's door.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oh. But don't get me wrong, I love Lethal Weapon 2, but it's got some cheese in it.
Yeah. I'll stick with Lethal Weapon 1.
Yeah,
I just watched it again the other night. They're showing him again on cable.
You gotta love them, man. You gotta love them. But, Bill, I want to talk about something very serious. Last week, we did an after the show to kind of fill in, and I gotta admit, Foggy did most of the work on that, and it wasn't that great. It's just you and me talking to Andy about nothing for an hour, right?
Yeah, well, that's what we do normally.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, we did a show 2 weeks ago. It's becoming more and more difficult to prepare for the show during the week and then do it. I love doing the show, but maybe certain things might change a little on the show, like all the clips and stuff like that. Does that bother anyone?
Not at all.
No?
Well, it leaves me, and that's all that matters.
Right. That's right. We got Bill. Sometimes we have Vanessa if she's not making a pizza, a Sargento's pizza, or...
Steven, if he's not sleeping.
What kind of pizzas do you make, Vanessa?
Totino's. The 99-cent pizzas.
Tortinos,
rock,
yeah.
Oh, are Tortinos? You serious? You get those little 99-cent cardboard...
Heck yeah! You add your own cheese and you add pepperoni slices, it rocks.
Let's put some of them sardines and mustard sauce on there.
Hey, you know those people who, Steven's one of these people, but they love jalapenos on everything.
Oh, good Lord.
Are you guys into that?
No, I don't like anything spicy.
Like, give me some nice, crunchy, hot jalapenos on some nachos and cheese, but anything else, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm not a big pepper spicy guy. I mean, I'll eat it every once in a while, but I don't need, like, a bologna sandwich with jalapenos on it. It's just...
No.
Try bologna and
milk. Anytime I eat jalapenos, I gotta have, like, a big glass of milk.
Yeah.
Because I'm not real good with the heat tolerance.
There was one place, I think it was called Chewy's, that I ate at, and I had... They had, like, the... it was Chewbacca's Mexican food, and they had, basically, it was a... fajita burrito, and I was like, damn, that sounds good. So I ordered that, and the thing is basically fajita meat, onions, and all jalapenos wrapped up. And so I'm taking a bite, I'm like, holy shit, like, oh my whole head was heating up and I was sweating, and but the one good thing is it cleared my sinuses, so
that's bad.
So bad coming out the other end.
I don't know.
Nice visual.
It almost felt like I had some kind of burrito colonic, is what it was.
Who came through on the other side? I eat sunflower seeds at night.
And jalapenos in the day. I don't even know
what
I'm talking
about. Who came through on the other side?
So anyway, hey, we got some voicemail. Hey, it's been piling up. One of our voicemails is from the Mystery Man. The reason we call him that is because we don't know who he is. He never says his name.
Yeah, he never introduces himself.
He's like the telemarketers even tell their names. They go, hi, this is Bob with Dish Select, and you've been selected.
I've got a terrific offer for you today.
Yeah, those guys even give their names. Not the Mystery Man. He doesn't want anyone to know who he is. The reason I think is because he's an important person.
I think it's Scott Baio.
Before we move on to voicemail, we have a guest with us. It's PCZ Steven, the pop culture zealot. How you doing, Steven?
Oh, doing fine.
See, we haven't gotten that far in the show. It's all right.
I'm a little tired.
And now to DVDs.
That's predictable.
Steven spent all day long in a motorcycle...
Safety course.
Safety class.
Oh, I don't blame you then.
Now, do you know all sorts of hot safety tips for...
Can you do, like, Evo Knievel?
Motorcycles?
Don't ride.
Don't ride?
Just kidding.
Or
are
don't...
you trying to do your best Lorenzo Lamas renegade routine?
Nice.
Yes, I want to grow my hair out.
Hang out with this Indian dude in a Winnebago.
Sweet.
And a chick with hot dog lips.
Can we tan you? Yeah, sure. I got some Indian blood in me, but did that guy have roach clips hanging off his ears?
Yes. Smoking
those
a peace
big
pipe.
Big feathers, yeah.
Well, you know, he likes to keep them real close.
The funniest thing about that show, Renegade, is he started the show with his wife, hot blonde number. He divorced her during the show, so she was still on the show, and then every week he had some hot piece of tail he was banging on the show. She was like, it's really uncomfortable. Her ex-husband. It's like, how about this episode, you just hang out in the Winnebago with the Indian dude?
Why don't you smoke pot with the Indian dude in the Winnebago?
Smoke some peyote.
You guys hang out, you know. Maybe you guys should hook up.
Yeah. So we have a lovely voicemail from some listeners, and one of them is the Mystery Man. Do you know the Mystery Man's name, by the way?
M-M. Mystery Man.
He's very mysterious.
M&M.
Let's go ahead and check it out.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Returning from having been on travel a bit and catching up on old episodes, and I just played the one where you guys went over the... Battlestar Galactica Part 2 of the season finale.
I gotta say, I'm kinda
disappointed with your comments.
Whoa. Disappointed.
If you're as big of a geek about that show as you say you are, didn't it strike you as exceptionally sloppy writing to have...
Yes.
Which episode?
Those four people...
The finale.
...turn into mystery Cylons at the very end of the show? It doesn't violate every single thing that they've said is canonical about the show, and is written down in their show Bible. That really irritated me when I saw that. I mean, Colonel Fracken Ty, who's been fighting Cylons, you know, for 50 years or whatever it is, he turns out to be a Cylon? I don't think so. And the celebrity athlete guy who's been around in the public eye for more than a couple of years, I mean, allegedly these human-seeming Cylons have only been around for about 2 years. Well, how long has Anders been around? And even the chief, I mean, it's so improbable. I mean, it just strikes me as they're winging it, you know? They've thrown the Bible away. They don't give a damn. And they're just trying to make a buck off of it. I'm exceptionally disappointed with the ending of Star Galactica.
What do we have to pay for it?
I'm with you there, Bill. But the story, it's for shit now. And I'm just, like, totally disappointed. I hope they can redeem themselves in the next season. I hope that a long vacation does them well and recharges Ron Moore and company's batteries, because there's nowhere to go but up from here, in my opinion. Anyway, just thought I'd vent. Damn it. And I'll look forward to hearing you guys next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Now, basically, okay, let me say this before any of us say anything, and that is that sometimes you tend to knee-jerk on a finale when they try to throw you for a loop. For instance, I knee-jerked on the 1 year later, or what was it, when they were on New Caprica.
Right.
I was like, what the hell's going on here? How are they going to do this? Here's the thing, Mystery Man. Just trust them from what they've done before. What they did is they wanted to shock you. They wanted to take you by the shoulders and violently shake you, like a nanny shouldn't do to a baby. They did that to you. And what they're doing is they're setting up for you to be shocked until 2008, when then they explain it all, when they lay it all out on the table.
They retire.
Yeah. It's a cliffhanger. It's supposed to... I felt like I was slapped upside the head and just like, huh? But before you go and say, how could Anders be a Cylon? How could Colonel Ty? They will let us know in time. That's what I said.
That's the whole thing, was that they're all undercover. They're all programmed. They have no clue that they're Cylons.
Right, and I think we could say right now that they're not the same kind of Cylons as the other.
They're
right.
Special.
But I'll say this also. I mean, how can you say a sci-fi show is unrealistic?
Good point.
When the Cylons don't exist in real life anyway. They can make up anything they want. And here's another thing. One of the things, when they went to New Caprica, it kind of upset me. Why aren't they in space and the wagon train like they're supposed to be? Because it's okay to trick things up and change things. They had the great storylines with the human bombers and stuff like that.
See, they hinted at it with Colonel Ty. They plucked out one of his eyes, so he's only got one that will go back and forth
right
now.
Right. So I can understand why you're upset,
wow.
Mystery
Thank
Man.
You.
I can understand why you're
like
even more upset now, Mystery Man.
I didn't know what to say.
Just give him time to explain. Don't worry, you know what I mean? It's like if Friday Night Lights would have ended with the school blowing up and just like, they killed everyone! What the? But just wait till it starts and then you see that they were all blown clear, you know, in the next episode.
See, that's, I was wondering.
They wake up in a field with amnesia.
Going to Friday Night Lights, I thought that they might end with the cliffhanger of who wins the game.
Yeah. That might have been teasing.
Yeah, but they actually all end up being Cylons.
And then they wind up,
And then the show doesn't get picked up for a second season, so we never know. But one thing, before we go on, I've read that Friday Night Lights will most likely be back for a second season, which is really cool.
Yay!
Now, I'm sorry, Mystery Man, that you feel that way. And Vanessa, she wants to unleash hell on you. What do you have to say about Mystery Man's comments, Vanessa?
Well, you pretty much hit the nail on the head, but the fact that, what was he saying about them only being around for 2 years? The Cylons have been around for 2 years?
Yeah.
Yes,
saying,
Vanessa. Do you have a hard time with that?
He's saying
on the show, Battlestar Galactica, the Cylons showed up and bombed the Caprica and all the worlds, is what he's saying. And he's saying, how could Colonel Ty be a Cylon when he's been around for all these years and he's been
in
the military? He was in the original Cylon War. Here's what
exactly.
I still think that there's no way the Cylons would have decided to fight man without the intervention of humans. I think that some men program the Cylons to do this, cause this apocalypse kind of thing. But, you know, that's a conversation for another time. Hopefully never, because, you know, that's really... Colonel Ty has been friends with Adama for years. How could he be a Cylon since they didn't show up till recently?
No.
And my explanation is he's not the same kind of Cylon.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He's a 13th colony Cylon.
He was taken maybe in the first war. They cloned him, or they made a copy of him.
Yeah, let's not even get into that. That's what I'm saying.
Cylons. It's a dream of an autistic boy.
No, that's what I'm saying about
the snow globe.
Before we all start coming up with our own theories, let's just wait till 2008 and see what they do.
God, 2008.
And before I go on, hey, if you guys are disappointed about waiting that long, there's a new show, and it's awesome, called Drive on Fox. I love this show. Nathan Fillion. It's a great cast. It's about racing across the world. It's so awesome, Bill. It's got a great cast. No, what?
It really is terrific.
It's got Nathan Fillion in it from Firefly. It's an incredible show, and I
think it'll last at least 10 seasons. It's like it's that good.
So anyway, Steven, I think you should really watch the show. It's really good.
But it's been canceled?
Huh? What? When? This week?
Yeah.
You're lying.
No! It's a great show!
It's over.
It's only aired 3 episodes.
It's over, Johnny.
Write your congressman
to him. He's just he's just angry that we like it so much.
Axe. Got the axe.
They've already canceled the show on Fox. Captain Al Reynolds driving a car is gone. Are you kidding me?
He's captaining another ship.
Well, I'm just curious. What is... like the norm for a show that bombs? How quickly do they normally pull it? Is it the first couple episodes?
The fastest record.
Fox can do it in like 2 episodes.
NBC's done it in 1 episode, that celebrity cooking show. Also, Fox did it with Head Cases. No, Head Cases was 2 episodes. But you're telling me Drive, the hottest new show of the season, is gone already? Damn it.
I mean, it's over, Johnny. It's over.
Now, guys, before we move on, I'm sorry about Drive. May you rest in peace, Drive. And Tim Minear, try pitching to a different TV studio.
How many is that? 0-2 for Tim Minear?
No, Wonderfalls. He did Wonderfalls, The Inside, and now Drive. And each of them canceled immediately.
So, was The Inside ABC or was that Fox, too?
They're all Fox. The problem with Drive is that it was really expensive and it just had crappy ratings. Okay, guys, we got a voicemail from a listener named Rick. Let's check it out.
Hello, you crazy Mulberrians. This is Rick from Fort Worth, Texas. Just wanted to say hello and let you guys know that I absolutely love the show. And it just cracks me up. I listen to it on a daily basis because I just barely discovered you guys recently. So I've been listening to just about every episode. And just absolutely love the show. I think it's hysterical. You guys just really make work a lot easier listening to you guys. And, yeah, just wanted to let you know that. And if you guys ever have room for an extra guest on your podcast, let me know. And I'd be more than happy to be on the show with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for inviting yourself. We'll call you right up.
We'll come to your work and we'll broadcast from there.
All right, Vanessa. Yeah. Vanessa, you're out. Sorry, Rick is our new newsman.
Oh, whatever.
Thanks a lot, Rick. We appreciate any new feedback. Let's go ahead and get into entertainment and get this whole thing a-rolling, if you know what I'm saying. Let's do it.
I say what you're knowing.
Huh?
I say what you're knowing. Never mind. You're not hip. You're not hip, man.
Just try to keep comments like that to yourself. Now, guys, here's something that's kind of upsetting about us not doing the show last week is that Hot Fuzz came out.
Hot Fuzz.
The awesome Edgar Wright, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost movie came out. And We didn't get to review
it next weekend.
Yeah, Vanessa, you need to see it on opening weekend so it helps the box office, all right? You're doing them no favors.
Like, even if you don't go see it, at least buy the tickets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just buy them and go home.
Sure, why not?
But... anyone who loves Shaun of the Dead, even if you haven't even seen Shaun of the Dead, if you just like funny movies, go see it. It's a great,
movie. Action movies, Western movies.
And I wasn't disappointed in any way. I mean, it's almost like you get real excited about a movie, then you see it's like I was too excited, and the movie didn't even let me
disappoint.
Down. Didn't disappoint at all. Loved it. Hilarious. Genius.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to bite my tongue for, 2 months?
Yeah, Bill had seen an early preview, and he wanted to talk to me about it. I was like, talk to the hand, buddy.
Yeah, I would try to say something, and you'd be like, don't talk.
It's like, I'm gone.
Now we can ruin it for all the listeners.
And yeah. No, don't say anything. I haven't seen it yet.
We'll just say this.
That
Harrison Ford's wife, Bonnie Bedelia, she killed the woman with a hammer. That's all I'm going to say. Sorry for the spoiler.
In the conservatory with a candlestick?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into what's on our TiVo. Go see Hot Fuzz, right, everybody?
Go see it.
And if you don't... If you don't go see it, don't even listen to our show anymore. I don't want you to, you know? Go to hell. Whoa, holy crap. Hey, but that is the gunshot to let us know there's important news going on, guys. And it's very serious, and I'm really upset about it.
Did you hear Drive was canceled?
Yeah, I just got news in that Drive has been canceled. But here's what it is.
And, I just got a story that says Timoneer hung himself.
Yeah, he hung himself in his closet. Now, this is very serious. Now, Vanessa, stop laughing. This is serious. We got to talk about this, okay?
I'm sorry.
Rosie, she's quitting The View. Let's check it out.
I've decided that we couldn't come to terms with my deal with ABC, so next year I'm not going to be on The View. However, I will be coming back and guest hosting. I'm just not going to do the everyday thing because we couldn't, you know, they wanted me 3 years. I wanted 1 year. And then they were like, okay, well, what if we did? I was like, and it just didn't work.
Well, you keep saying don't be sad and we should all be upbeat. And I am sad. Okay. I'm sad because I induced you to come here. I knew you were only coming for 1 year.
Actually,
I hoped that it would be more than 1 year.
Yeah.
We have had, to say the least, an interesting year.
Shut up. Jesus. God, it's just a loud talking show.
How can people watch that shit?
I don't know.
The only time I've ever seen the show is when they had, who was on there? So it was when a movie was coming out we wanted to see.
Liar!
Oh, I can't stand it like that.
Big fan!
I can't stand it. I hate it.
Now, this is the best part. Trump, basically, he said she wouldn't be on the show. He called it. Let's see what he has to say. It's genius.
Freaking genius.
I've been predicting this for a long time. Rosie is a very self-destructive person. Rosie's basically a loser. I believe ABC wanted her out, and they wanted her out badly and fast. She made statements the other day at the Waldorf Astoria that were absolutely outrageous, where she grabbed her crotch and said things that were just terrible. I mean, she's a slob. Everybody knows it, and they wanted her out. And the one that wanted her out the most was Barbara Walters.
Yeah, that's one thing that you can tell, is Barbara's like, I'm so very upset about this, Rosie. She didn't look upset at all. She's like,
you know what I really
I'm just
like,
counting
I
the
like
days.
Trump supplies his own laugh track. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, I was like, do we have a studio audience all of a sudden?
Where she grabbed her
He accidentally said grabbed her cock, and he went, crotch. Like that.
Oh, you're kidding.
But well, I'm sure it was on like Access Hollywood or something, but he doesn't even say cock. He just kind of goes, ha, you know, he like corrects himself. Like,
where
you know,
she grabbed her.
Yeah, it sounds better bleep, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds dirtier. Like...
Vanessa?
Huh?
You're just a worthless. And, you know, I just wanted to let you know that. Okay, well, anyway, sorry about Rosie. But have you guys seen this crap? This is like 2 weeks late, but who cares? I got audio. Brittany, she's talking like a Valley Girl. What the hell?
Her first post-rehab interview to who else?
At the club.
A photographer.
I just
want to
say that I'm just really, really shocked at like how nice our world is.
Why is she standing next to the AC unit?
Nice. Like, oh my god. Like the other day.
She's about to get sucked into a jet engine.
I'm like, it's so true. Like, America, believe everything you read.
So that's there's that audio's worthless.
She's basically just being an idiot.
Do you think I've heard rumors that she's even calling the press to see her as she's going into places? Like she's just lost her freaking mind. She's performing.
It's brilliant. It's really brilliant if you think about it. She's getting publicity.
Yeah.
Any publicity is still publicity, even if it's bad.
Yeah, that's.
Where did I hear that before?
Vanessa, that's going to go down in the book. That's
Lombard?
Very genius, Vanessa.
You know what, Vanessa? You need to write that down because I think people are going to use that.
Yeah, whatever. Carol Lombard is in it, or?
Huh?
Actually, the real quote was, even bad publicity is still publicity. That's what I think the exact quote is.
Yes, Brittany.
No. No press is bad press is the actual term.
Yes.
I've heard the publicity one before, so maybe I've just heard it revamped.
Yep, that's it. Crickets.
Now, guys, this is genius. Sharon Stone was on Ellen. Let's check it out.
Can I ask you about your dating situation now? What are you doing?
I thought you had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're so funny.
Genius. I love it. Now, guys, Pussycat Dolls, what is it, the next Pussycat Doll? I don't know what it is. Why? But here's the funny thing.
For the next Pussycat Doll.
Can you guys name any songs other than the Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend song by the Pussycat Dolls?
Oh, wow, I couldn't even name that one. I didn't know that was their song.
This is the best part of this show. They name the winner. What do? They start singing the only song anyone knows by them. Let's check it out.
Asia.
Asia wins.
You are the next Pussycat Doll.
Is anybody watching this show?
Get used to it, bitch! You're gonna sing this song over 1,000 times!
Welcome to the world of the one hit wonder.
You are now in hell! She's gonna hate that song!
I already do! After once.
What, I don't even watch America's Top Model, but it's genius because it always has bitches that be fighting, Steven. Let's check it out.
Somebody's going to bring something up, and one of y'all going to be like, oh, yeah, well, so y'all need to stop. Why is that? Because you are fake. You are fake. You be up in everybody's business. You be in everybody's
business.
Why do you have that like that? Bitch, I'm going to punch your ass in your head.
Dion gets pissed. Dion stands up. Like, she's getting so pissed. She's ready to take this girl's head off.
It's your beeswax.
Oh, Jesus, please don't let this be no bloodbath up in here.
This bitch has
I cut out your ovaries, bitch.
I'm gonna stab you with your vagina.
What? It doesn't even make sense. No, okay, forget about all that. That's not the biggest travesty on television. It was this. American Idol, Bill. Okay, it's too late. Sanjay is gone. We can't even talk about that.
I know.
Everyone already knows. But here's what it is, and this is just a travesty. They had Celine Dion singing with a CGI Elvis. Let's check it out.
No, it was actually Elvis.
He was there. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We're lost in a cloud.
Reincarnation, buddy.
With too much rain.
ILM should be ashamed of themselves.
If that was ILM, I'm going to go and kick every one of their asses.
That was painful. That was just painful. And what? People like that shit?
They should have used fat, bloated Elvis.
Yeah.
Well, what I want to know is this. If you're sitting in the audience live, what did you see on the stage next to her? Was it just some
A cardboard cutout?
Probably a guy in an Elvis outfit with, like, a blue mask on his head.
That would be so awkward. It was just
I don't know, because I was looking at it, I was watching it, and whatever that was, it was casting a shadow on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a guy probably then.
Well, there was a person there with a blue mask over their
head. Okay, because I remember years ago Natalie Cole saying Unforgettable with her dad, and he was on a screen singing, and she did a backup kind of duet, and that was okay. But he's not there next to Celine.
Well, they did the
it's
same thing.
Creepy.
They did the same thing with
kind of creepy
with the Gorillaz and Madonna. You know, they were projected, but they're 3D holograms.
But that's what the gorillas do. I mean, that's how they do their show.
But Elvis is dead. He has no choice, man.
So, I mean...
How upset were you over Sanjaya, Steven?
Dude, I wept, and I put my hair in the faux ponytail mohawk.
Now, Bill, let me ask you this. The Sanjaya stuff, right? The whole vote for the worst.com, was that really even a factor? Do you think
absolutely?
It was
for a while.
Or do you think
it was.
If it was a factor, does that mean the producers stepped in and go enough with the Sanjaya crap?
Yep, because they have every right to change the rules at any point that they want to.
Oh, okay. So that's what happened.
It's all in the fine print. They can do whatever they want.
Basically, Sanjaya Vanessa was the worst guy on the show, but everyone was voting for him because it was kind of funny to vote for the worst.
To watch this weird guy every week.
Because they even have...
He's an idiot.
They have a website called voteforthewurst.com. And
I think I've heard about this.
I think that they put up with it for so long and they stepped in and said, okay, let's get rid of the guy. Now, was he pretty horrible?
Oh, yeah, he was absolutely horrendous.
Did he think he was good?
I mean, he was no William Hung, but then again, he wasn't.
But see, I have a horrible barometer for this because I think Celine Dion sucks.
I do, too.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that like her.
She's got a man head, and her head is so big, it's like on a toothpick. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Hey, I'm married to her. I gamble all her money.
And if you notice her holding that mic, she has big man hands.
She does have man hands.
I try not to look directly at her.
If she bitch-slapped you, Steven, your nose would fly off.
Looking at the eclipse, I'm afraid I would go blind.
She could wrap her whole hand around your head, Steven.
She's got that big moon face.
She could palm a basketball and dunk
tonight.
So anyway, enough of that stuff. Someone was eliminated off of Dancing with the Stars. We've been covering this every week. We love the show.
Wait, nobody was eliminated off American Idol this week because of their
big... Yeah, because they gave back.
Yeah,
the worst possible television show I've ever seen in my entire freaking life.
They did some sort of charity thing?
Yeah,
where...
it was a telethon.
Telethon commercial.
Then what I thought was weird is they flew to Africa and Ryan Seacrest was making sandwiches for all of them. Like, hey, look at me. Yeah. I'm making sandwiches for
Here's a butter sandwich. Have some butter.
Simon was throwing out grains of rice like it was at a wedding or something. It was really just poor taste. Now, let's go ahead and get into Dancing with the Stars.
Hey, you cook this shit and eat it.
Because someone got eliminated and it's very shocking and upsetting. And I know Bill, he talked to me. Bill, you were really upset about this.
We will now reveal the next couple who will be leaving the competition.
Please, not me. Not me. Not me.
Clyde and Elena. Heather and Jonathan. On this fifth week of competition, the couple with the lowest score and therefore leaving right now.
I like that.
The one who is... Clyde and Elena.
So Clyde from Every Which Way But Blues is safe for one more week.
Right turn, Clyde.
That guy's genius, except he's shitting Tom Bergeron's chair.
The monkey on that show, that would be freaking amazing.
Yes, it would.
I would watch it with just, like, anticipation.
Here's another thing
about... Clyde Drexler got voted off 2 weeks ago because he sucked ass. He was horrible.
Who did?
Clyde Drexler. And then it was Lisa Gibbons and Heather Mills, one leg gold digging bitch, got voted off last week.
She's not even a celebrity. She's a celebrity.
Any of them?
If you can get in a tabloid, you're a celebrity.
She's a celebrity by marriage.
Yeah.
I get next season, Steven. Of Dancing with the Stars, I bet you Howard K. Stern or that other guy are on the show.
That dude's going to commit suicide.
Okay, Fed. Yeah, hold up. Stop. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, guys, Heroes returned. Awesome. It's back. Thank you very much, Heroes. It's been gone for a year since 2005, and it's back. It's unbelievable because... We got very little Jessica in the show. But what we did get wasn't so bad, except for big hoop earrings, which bother me. Because, hey, hoop earrings are kind of weird looking. I don't know how women could do that. But anyway, Malcolm McDowell's on the show now. He plays Linderman. And he's also on Entourage, which is confusing. Is it the same universe as Entourage? That's what I want to know, Steven.
Yes.
Okay, so he's Sloane's dad. Okay, we know that much.
Sloane.
So anyway, what the hell am I talking about?
Wait till you find out what Ari is.
Oh.
His secret power.
Okay, here's the coolest
thing.
Harley
is Siler's brother.
Yeah. Ooh, interesting. I like it. Very interesting, Bill. Very interesting.
You don't got to tell me. I know.
Interesting.
Yes. So it's a good show. Anyway.
Really?
Yes.
Really, Ari.
So anyway, what's going to happen on further episodes of Heroes is this.
Gang raped by a gaggle of silverback apes.
Jesus, man. Mohinder is never going to be the same. He's not going to be able to sit down for a week. But anyway.
He was almost raped by a silverback ape this week.
By Sanjaya.
Here's what I love about the show is Peter Petrelli. Peter, I'm on the ceiling. Please, get out while you can.
My research.
My research.
Yeah, my research.
My father's research.
My research is in the folder. Grab it and leave. So,
Peter, I'm just going to take a nap up here.
I thought this was the floor. How'd I get up here? So anyway, he...
Siler reverse gravity.
Last time we left, Siler had
all this research. It was all about gravity.
How much do you? They always do this on the show where they reenact a scene you've already seen, where Peter walks in,
right.
Sees Mohinder, gets put up, and then you know cuts into his head. So they redo that. They redo that all the time on the show, and I think it's really cool how they do that because sometimes they even change what happened in the scene, which I think is cool.
Yeah, it's like from a different point of view.
Well, they kind
of
added a little bit more. To the head cutting scene,
and he cuts off his little bangs.
Yeah, because my father's research.
But what I love is Peter pushes him away, and he goes invisible, and he goes, "Hey, I can't wait to try that." But here's the only thing: he lifts up the glass, which is really cool, and then he propels it at him. But why is Peter turned backwards away from him, and it hits him in the back of the head?
I was wondering if he was running away or
get his pants down.
I still don't understand that, but it's okay. It's okay. Did you guys even once think that he was dead?
No.
Were you just waiting for him to pull the glass out of his head? Okay. Because we've already that's been established earlier.
I mean, you already know that he's in the future with the scar across his eye or whatever.
That's another thing. Okay, Mohinder takes like the chalkboard and rams it into Siler and knocks him out. How come bullets can't hurt him, but a chalkboard can? Okay, I'm not trying to nitpick here.
Well, he's caught off guard by it, number one.
See, why didn't he have Mohinder wait till Siler was doing something else and then shoot him in the head?
See, but that's bullshit because Siler now has that power that lady has where he can hear anything.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I thought, too.
How could he not know that he was going to push a chalkboard into him?
I think it's because he was really
more excited about getting more powers
from Peter. Oh. And that's another thing. Now that Peter's been around Siler before, but now he's around him, he has all the powers Siler has.
Yeah.
Is that true?
He has to be around someone with powers and get their powers. So now that he's been around Siler, he has every power Siler has. Super hearing, he can melt blenders.
Shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is cool. I hope they get more
melt
into that.
Blenders.
Because I can tell you this much. Twice Siler and Peter have met, and I've been disappointed by their fights.
Right.
I want to see a kick-ass, badass, mano-y-mano, power shit flying around kind of fight.
I want
fight.
To see Peter flying through the air just bashing him.
Because it ends too quick, doesn't
it? Like Dark City.
What I love about Heroes is the pacing of the show, the way they involve so many characters. You're getting so much story compared to something. I'm not going to say anything ill of Lost, but I'm going to say that the pacing's better on Heroes, the way they involve all the characters. Because so many times on Lost, you feel like so many characters have been ignored for most of the season.
No, yeah, you can go ahead and say ill about Lost. You're allowed.
Well, it's like all of a sudden Claire shows up. It's like, whoa, she's still on the show kind of thing. Like Bernard and Rose on Lost. Where the hell have they been?
I was thinking about them, too. I was like, what happened to them?
One of the episodes...
They're off in the jungle getting on some jungle
fever.
They're going to show up on one episode where Bernard's going to be standing there. It's going to be like, where the hell did he come from?
Well,
I've been here
cereal.
The whole time, guys. I swear.
I'm in the background. You just don't pay attention to this.
I haven't been in the States doing other shows. I swear.
I'm not Howard Hessman.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love... They got to get Howard Hessman on Heroes. How sweet would that be? Now, here's another thing. Claire meets up with Granny Petrelli.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing Linderman says. Linderman tells Nathan that the reason he wants the bomb to go off because they can create a new order of peace and blah, 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 all that stuff.
Oh, Heroes Watchmen alert. Watchmen alert.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and you get the idea that the Petrelli's mother and their dad, who's now deceased, possibly, that we're just going by what the show's told us, they might have been in that little cabal of superpowered people that somehow lost. I'm not going to say they were cold. I'm just going to say they lost sight of the reason they formed in the first place. They were, you know, it's
like PETA.
Like Siler. Vanessa, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore, but Siler, he's definitely being corrupted by power, right? Power has completely corrupted this dude.
Right.
When you have a group of superpowered people, they're like, hey, we could be rich or something. That's probably because obviously Linderman is extremely rich.
He wants them all to do good.
Yeah, but
allegedly.
Allegedly. And he wants Micah for some reason.
If you get into the online comic books that are way too short, I think Linderman could possibly be a good guy. I mean, if there's a story about Linderman and the Petrelli's father in Vietnam, and
yeah, it's possible. Even though he has good intentions, when you're as old as he is and you've been around, he just needs what he needs now, and he's going to use whatever he means to get it. He doesn't want to cut through the bullshit of going, "Hey, do you mind if I, you know, that kind of thing." Here's another thing also. I love the scenes where HRG just thinks in his head to talk to Matt Parkman to escape. I thought that was really cool.
Right. But what's crazy, what bothered me about that is, how did Matt Parkman know to listen for HRG? Does he just hear everything?
He just hears everything.
Yeah, maybe that's possibly it. And also, even though I thought it was really cool when he told the nuclear dude that he could set off an EMP... I don't know how he knew he could do that, but still, it was really cool.
They studied him. Remember, they kidnapped him.
What did he say? Burn bright, not hot.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool. One part that I thought was really retarded was when the girl, who's the shape-shifting girl or the illusionist girl?
Yeah.
Now they're saying she's
the chick from Stick It.
Yeah, I've read that she's not a shapeshifter. She just creates the illusion to you.
Yeah, in your mind. Yeah.
She comes in as Claire in her cheerleader outfit. It's just like she'd still be in her cheerleader outfit.
I know, that's what I thought. I'm like, duh.
But she acts so arrogant and cocky, it makes no sense at all. And she's in her stupid Catholic girl outfit. Yes, she's hot, I get that, but it just makes no sense at all. Her character's completely retarded.
Yeah, it's a horrible character.
I still think Siler's going to get that power to turn and make you think he's other people. Because, okay, let's go ahead and get to the Siler part where he kills Isaac, which was pretty shocking. Spoiler alert. I figured maybe it was eventually going to happen, but I didn't know it was going to happen right now when it was happening. He was like, is this going to happen now? He's going to die? Yeah.
Isn't there only like 4 episodes left?
Yeah.
3 now.
What did you think about the paintbrushes?
The crucifix type thing?
Yeah, that was great.
But okay, so Nathan has seen this painting of him in the Oval Office as a president. Then Siler paints a painting of like a creepy version of that. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Siler makes himself look like the president and he's in office? That's what I started thinking.
I'm just thinking just because Siler doesn't know how to paint. I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
I think
he can see the future, but he doesn't know how to translate. He doesn't know how to paint. Like,
well, see, I was thinking that too, but then I was thinking maybe this is supposed to mean something. You know?
I think my general consensus of it is that Siler sees what he wants to see in the future. Like, I think that's kind of how that works. Is if you're that arrogant. And you don't open yourself up to it. He sees what he wants to see.
Yeah, and also
he sees one side of it. He doesn't see that there could be two sides.
And Siler also, he seems to be better at other people. When he gets a power, he learns how to use it and stuff. And I love his like shit eating grin as he's painting. You know,
well, it's like you said that he knows how to use it better, and I think that has everything to do with. At the beginning of the scene, how he said he would like to see how that works.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the girl from Stick It, she's there for the reason that he's going to get a power to be able to be other people. And I still think that might go to the whole Peter seeing himself.
Peter, yeah.
But also, I mean, they had the whole... I think it's cool that him and Claire are now... It's established that her family, and she pulls a glass out of his head. Even though it's obvious that Nathan is starting to buy into Linderman's... Like, hey, no, he can't die now because he's got to blow up New York and we're going to establish a whole new thing. And he even says to Peter, like, do you think you might survive something like that? And he's like, I don't know, maybe. And he's like, oh, this isn't sounding so bad already. It sounds like he's buying into the whole I want to be president thing.
Yeah, my brother can blow it up and still survive.
Yeah. So, I mean, did I miss anything? They take Micah. I mean, next week is 5 years in the future.
Well, then it, the end with Hero.
Yeah, Hero.
Meets himself from
don't
the future.
Don't you love how his future Hero, he goes, you.
Yeah, they both.
It's me back when I was a putz.
He's like got no accent.
Yeah. I can't wait to see this week's episode. It looks really cool. 5 years in the future.
I'm just glad there's a quality show back on because, you know, everything started end. The season started ending, and I'm like, oh, man. And
right, the season is ending.
Like, for instance,
I know, but.
Let's talk about 24, Bill. For instance.
Terrific show.
24 has been very uneven this season. I'm not going to lie.
Uneven? Uneven. That's what you're going to call it?
It's had moments where it's kind of cool. There's, I don't know. We talked about this last episode.
Okay, let's say there's 24 episodes. I can count on one hand how many episodes were cool.
Yeah, I know.
You think it's ready to be canceled? Or I mean,
no,
like, canceled,
no,
but,
Jesus, no.
They just need to go back to the drawing
Here's
board.
What it
of...
is. There's four episodes left, and I think those four episodes will hopefully be good, and next season be back to the drawing board. I just think last season was so cool, and so, I mean, it was... It was just so outrageous. It was great with the president and all that. This year, they just...
They lost the fun of last season.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't been fun. No. Even Chloe is hardly on the show. I don't know. But anyway, okay, Lost. The last two episodes, right? We've got Desmond and the parachute girl. What do you guys think about all that stuff?
Why was she speaking Italian, but she could speak English?
She's multilingual. Yeah,
yeah, maybe
she's a polyglot.
Maybe her native language is Italian.
I think.
Yeah.
She was also speaking Spanish, wasn't? Didn't they say she was?
Yeah,
speaking,
that's what I thought. She was speaking Spanish.
Well, there's a whole.
Well, Spanish and Italian maybe.
They're pretty close.
Were you guys thrown off by Mikhail showing up, the dye patch dude?
Yeah, it's like, whoa, where the hell are you coming?
Yeah.
I did
They killed me once already.
I like Jin busting some karate on him, some gym.
Yeah,
karate.
I love that too.
The nice roundhouse.
Little Korean kung fu.
Okay, last week was the Desmond-centric episode with the flashback where he was a monk and all that. That wasn't as informative as his previous flashbacks, although I really like Desmond's character. But the main little Easter egg there was on the desk of the head monk was the lady from the jewelry store who pretty much told him that if someone's meant to die, they're going to die no matter however many times you try to save their lives. What does that all mean? And some people are like, man, could that have been a more pathetic-looking Photoshop job of the two people?
I know, I thought that too. Yeah.
But I started thinking maybe it was supposed to. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a little hint of things to come that maybe these flashbacks, I don't know. I got nothing on that.
It's all about time travel. That was
yes,
a funny
thank
one.
Thank you for that. That, yeah, totally.
Huh?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hey, look, there's some wheels.
Genius.
That's wheels off.
Okay,
keep
so
there.
So this week was all about Sun and her going back to the whole idea that she's basically the cause of Jin having to work for her dad and become like this thug,
and
right?
You know, and it's always the women, too.
And it's,
oh, whatever.
And it's and it's his mom, who was like a prostitute, blackmailing.
Again, women.
That was a little unstable. Uh-huh.
Well, the dad got with a prostitute.
Mm-hmm. Women.
No, can't blame him.
The way he described it is she's been with many men. And you know what? His dad seems like a real nice guy. He's just a fisherman.
Yeah.
What's his problem?
Yeah, and you know what? It's just typical women to take advantage of men like that.
Now, I did think that the part where she goes with Juliet and does the sonogram, I thought that was a good scene. Very effective. Basically, is if she conceived the child on the island, it's Jin's baby, and she's going to die. If it was conceived off the island, you know,
she's
it's
okay.
Not Jin's baby. And she's going to be okay and feel guilty. So she was almost happier to it be Jin's and she's going to die now. I think that it's going to turn out that now that the purple sky or whatever, when the hatch blew up,
purple. That's
going to have a lot to do with it. And I think she'll be okay. And they said she has 2 months to live. And that's like 2 seasons of the show. So we're going to have son around for a long time.
Yeah.
So other than that, I mean, I keep seeing previews to next episodes, and I'm just glad the show comes on new every week.
Where do they shoot this at?
Oahu.
That's where I'm going to be.
Sweet. Steven, you need to go walk around. Even though
go get an interview.
They're pretty much finished with the season, though. I'm filming it.
I'm going to go find a hatch.
Yeah. Whatever you do, if someone asks you to volunteer at a little remote station, like, Steven, we need you to do run some FCAT or what is it?
Cat 5.
Do a hatch. You're never getting off the island, just so you know that. So don't even volunteer. But, I mean, I've got no complaints about The Lost. I think it's good stuff.
If they make work on Wang desktop systems, run.
No, okay. Well,
I don't work on Wangs at all.
Really?
Okay, let's get into Smallville for a second. Okay, we didn't talk about last week's Smallville, which was... the only way I could describe it is incredible.
That I don't think the prior 2 weeks episodes are anything compared to the upcoming noir episode.
Oh, yeah. Linda Carter is Chloe's mom. She has the power to control other meteor freaks. They don't show it on the show, but Lex has woken her up from her catatonic state using the same drug that Bobby De Niro did in Awakenings.
Sweet. L-Dopa.
Yes, L-Dopa, Stephen. Very good
L-Dopa.
Memory. And it's genius, except that she's eventually going to go back into that catatonic state. So I'm thinking the writers don't have an original idea in their brains.
They're stealing from Robin Williams.
Yeah, Penny Marshall's going to be pissed. But seriously, Chloe, we all know she's a meteor freak. And I've already read the spoiler, guys. Season finale, we will learn Chloe's ability.
We know it. It's computer hacking.
Right.
It's leet skills.
512-bit encryption. Leet skills. I like that, Bill. This was a good show. My favorite part is when Chloe gets captured. But, you know, her mom says, Chloe, you must get out of Smallville no matter what. And so she gets the box of kryptonite and...
Yeah,
she basically endangers Clark, but she was under the influence of her mom. I'll forgive her that. But the thing is, she needs a piece of somebody's clothing to manipulate them. Like, she needs the dude's hat to control them. I love that she's like, help us escape. And he's kicking ass. He goes around the corner and gets shot with a dart. It's like, okay, new plan. Let's just run this way. My favorite part was Chloe with the gas canister gun, whatever that is. And he's like, Chloe, just think about it. You're not your... And before he even finished the sentence, she's like...
Like total Linda Hamilton in Terminator 2.
But I love that Clark shows up and he goes... And that bullet time, but he stands still for a second. He's just standing there watching it travel towards it. Yeah. It's almost like, should I just let this hit him in the head?
He has to think about whether or not he wants Lex's head to blow up.
So he knocks it out of the way. And there was like a really quick wrap up on the show. Was there not? Like all of a sudden they're back at the house and everything's fine.
They always do that. Everything is always nice. Here's a bow. Nice and pretty for you.
The biggest thing here is that Lana finds out from the doctor. He's like, well, guess who I found out's been taking hormones to look pregnant so she can marry a billionaire? She's like, huh? What are you talking about?
Yeah, what kind of doctor is that?
He's like all accusatory. Yeah. Well, guess who is a gold-digging bitch, Lana? She's like,
you know what,
I want a new doctor.
Called Lori Povich. What's going on there?
So she finds out she was always supposed to think she was pregnant. And I guess that's why she married Lex. Or did Lionel Luther do that? All I know is at the very end when Chloe's writing the story about how, you know, Lex Corp, he's an asshole. And he's like, hey, Chloe, guess who ran me off the road and I have your fingerprints and hair samples. If you ever put this story in the paper, you're going to jail. And I was just like, man, he's such an evil bastard, isn't he? One thing about the show, they always try to redeem Lex a little. Like, he's not that bad. And then the next episode, oh, he's an asshole. But then he's likable again.
Yeah.
They don't want to go too far. And oh, the best line of the show is, Clark goes, it's war. Done. So then cut to this week, and it's like, it never happened.
But you know what's so great about this season of Smallville in particular? Allison Mack's cleavage. I have never seen so much.
Where she grabbed her.
They always have those suckers out, particularly in this episode.
And may I mention that no Lois has been a plus?
Yeah, I know.
Or minimal Lois.
Now, this week's episode where Lex is scouting out some underground to... He's like, this is a future lair here. I'm going to put, you know, the cells here for 33.1.
Yes, this is going to be my sex lair, Father.
And this will be where the guards come, my NS guards and...
I thought it was genius because they probed the relationship between Clark and Lex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you find out that Lex, although an evil prick, does in some place actually like Clark.
He does. He does enjoy his company, as they
and
say.
And Clark mm-hmm. reevaluates his relationship with Lex and discovers maybe he is to blame for the way Lex is.
You know, I think he might be onto something there because Lex always loved him.
When he's looking at the lair, does he find a spot for Otis down the line?
Yes.
Yes, they do. And then,
thank you.
And then they
God.
Bring it to Billy. And they
I just didn't see nothing.
Hey,
got Steven. Nothing to say.
Hey, Shaniqua.
I'm going to punch your ass in your ass.
Yes, can somebody please punch Steven's ass in his face?
What does that even mean?
Bitch, I'm going to punch your ass in your face.
I'm going to punch your ass in your face. Maybe she means I'm going to punch her ass so hard my fist will come out of your face. I don't know.
She's just actually going to punch your ass in your face.
Hey, Trump, what is she trying to say there?
Where she grabbed her.
Never mind. He's no help at all. So, Bill, okay.
Yes.
In this whole scheme of the season, was this worth the wait, this Smallville episode, would you say?
I think every Smallville episode is worth the wait.
My favorite part is when Lana... cups the wires to Lionel because he's in the hospital. He's been in an explosion, and she's gonna, you know how you take a water hose and you bend it. She's gonna do that, and she's but the okay, we're here to operate, and they interrupt her, but she goes to Lex's house and puts on some beautiful opera. I can't remember. Rite of the Valkyries.
I think that was actually Slipknot.
She puts on some Wagner, I think, and she decides to shoot it. I think it's the same ruggedized laptop that Lex has, like from Jericho. She opens it up, and it's some home video of zoner attacking a lady. It's awesome. It flies right into the camera.
This is the beautiful cliffs of Holland.
So awesome. I love this show. I just can't wait for the noir episode. That's all I have to say, man. It's genius.
I mean, the entire episode was just comical. You know, the end there after all the thing goes down with Lana and she confronts Lex at the end, like, I told Clark I didn't want to marry you because I couldn't lie to you. I couldn't face somebody if I was lying that much. And it's like, oh, okay, the subtlety here is just a little smacking me over the head here.
And another thing, if the last episode was Awakenings, this episode was Daylight with Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, we are totally forgetting the throwaway character of the disgruntled wife who...
Right, they have to have a reason to have him stuck down there, so they start at the beginning.
This way too hot for being in the Marines or whatever lady happens to be an explosions expert, and she rigs the tunnels that Lex is looking for his lair and blows them up because she's convinced that Lex has her husband. Lex says no, and it later in the episode we find out, yes, he does have him.
It's very shocking.
And it doesn't matter because Lex killed the lady by... tackling her with her own gun.
Yeah, they did the great... I love this cliche. Someone's holding a gun. You grab the gun and you wrestle around. A gunshot goes off, and then you both back away, and one person looks down and goes, oh, it's me who shot. Oh.
They both look down, see blood in their hands, and then...
I wonder how many movies and TV shows have done that.
So that's Smallville this week. And next week, our Drive episode. We're going to talk about every episode of Drive and how this is the best new show of the season. Awesome. Before I go any further, Entourage, Carla Gugino, effing hot, okay?
Oh, so hot.
The show starts with her feeding her dog, and she's in her underwear. It's just like, thank you, makers
like
of Entourage.
I would like my dog in her underwear.
Weren't you thanking Doug Ellen, the creator of the show, for this scene in the show?
Genius.
And I love they can't tell her anything. I love how she's just yelling at them. Are you going to make a decision? And Vince tells her, he goes, I can't tell you anything because... you're so cute. You're just so cute. And so she calls him. She's like, there's too much sexual tension here. Let's just screw each other's brains out. And he's like, okay. It's just, hey, does it get any tougher than that?
The life
that he leads. It's just a great show. And the whole thing with Ari, where he was crying. And I love, he's sitting there on his computer screen is like a, do you love that? It's a screen with him and Vince on the screensaver. And all of a sudden he starts tearing up. She's like, are you crying? He's like, yes, get out of here. But I love Entourage. I love Sopranos. Sopranos is back. I mean, what else is there to say, Bill? Sopranos is almost gone.
Yeah, and it's, again, probably the best written show on television.
Just, I have never seen an episode, and I always wanted to, but I was afraid of getting started.
You're in a great position, though, because there's so many. Every season of The Sopranos, it's like you watch a season, and then you got to wait a year. Go back and rent season one. Season two, you can watch all these Sopranos.
By the time you're done, this last season will be out on DVD.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just an excellent series that should not be overlooked. And I'm sad it's ending. I really am. And I'm almost getting sad and fearful. These guys are horrible people. They're gangsters. They're mobsters. They have no loyalty whatsoever. They're greedy bastards. I don't want to see them die because I love the character so much. It's just
and you don't like to see them turn on each other. That's going to be really tough, and you know it's coming.
Whenever you see any of those real-life exposés on the mafia and stuff, they always talk about honor and stuff, but none of them trust the other guy.
No.
At all. What you think's going to happen never does. And I love the whole...
Yeah, and I think that's a problem that people actually have with the show.
They want...
They can't predict it.
If you go online and read forums about The Sopranos, people want bloodbaths. They want a gang war. They want New Jersey Mafia versus the New York Mafia. They want bombs in cars. They want drive-by shootings. That's not what the show is about.
It's just not. It's character study. Get it through your head.
It's like the last episode with Junior, which I thought was great.
It's like there's the occasional killings.
Yeah, well, Junior, he's stuck in an old folks' home. He's imprisoned, basically, in this mental ward with a bunch of crazy guys. And he's running the place, like, playing, you know, he's doing card games and stuff. And it shows how he's just getting old and he's incontinent and stuff. But if you look online, people are pissed. Why are they wasting all the storyline on Junior? Where's the gunfights? Where's the car bombings? Where's the drive-by shooting? It's like you're watching the wrong show.
The end of that episode with Junior just looking off into the distance, that's almost how every episode so far this run has ended.
That episode was so good, I almost hope we don't see Junior anymore for the rest of the season. His chapter, it's over.
It's to the point where they're all contemplating that they have no future. There's nothing there.
Yeah, even Tony, he's like, he's just worried his life's going to get screwed up by somebody. Like, the whole thing was about Paulie. Paulie never shuts up about anything. Paulie's going to eventually tell the wrong people about something Tony did. And he took him out on a boat, and he was thinking about killing Paulie on the boat.
Yeah,
I love
That was great.
He sees a hatchet. He looks down. There's a knife. And instead, he throws him a beer. But
and he like throws it fast. Quick, think fast.
He's like, Tony, that hurt. The best part of the whole episode is Tony's.
Oof, my
they're own. In Miami, right? They're in Florida, and he's standing out on a balcony. It's a beautiful view, and he starts hearing this crazy laugh. He's like, "What the hell?" And he looks over, and there's Paulie watching Three's Company, like laughing his ass off in his hotel room. That's why I love Paulie. Let's do the news. Right, Vanessa's back, and she's ready to do the news. What have we got in the news this week?
About to be an ass whooping on this block.
Is that right?
That's right.
Whoa. All right, Vanessa, what have we got in the news this week?
All right. In Evansville, Indiana, a 57-year-old man is accused of passing out sexually explicit flyers that included images of two ex-wives. Gordon Wainwright was arrested Thursday and faces preliminary charges of distributing obscene matter and invasion of privacy, both misdemeanors. Police believe Wright distributed at least 1,000 copies of the flyers, which show two nude women in sexually explicit poses. Both women were identified as his ex-wives. Wright, contacted before his release through a jail representative, declined to comment. He told police he was having a nervous breakdown and wanted to get back at one of the ex-wives pictured, according to a police affidavit. He also stated that he only placed a box of the flyers in a roadside ditch. Vandenberg County 911 dispatchers received about 30 complaints from people who found the flyers, while dispatchers in Posey County received at least a dozen calls. According to the affidavit, complaints were so numerous that police began advising people to simply destroy the flyers instead of holding on to them for a police officer to retrieve them.
Wait. People are holding on to them?
They thought that the cops needed them for evidence, so they're like,
It's free porn. Who's going to turn it down?
I guess it was really explicit.
You know, I'm just going to hold on to this.
Thank you, Susan.
Research. In Wellington, New Zealand, a grandmother was alarmed to find a condom in a Happy Meal gift pack bought for her 7-year-old granddaughter at a McDonald's restaurant in New Zealand.
I love my McNuggets with a little spermicide.
Well, that's great, Larry.
That's a happy ending meal.
Yes, it is. Rip shot there?
Condom was discovered Tuesday night in a bag that came with Maya Whitaker's meal, which her grandparents bought at McDonald's.
Uncomfortable,
isn't it? She was aghast. I was pretty horrified, really. The fact my granddaughter was going to look in the bag and find this thing, it would be kind of difficult to explain since she's only seven.
Where the hell is my chiffon?
Well, McDonald's is trying to start, you know, safe sex education very early.
No kidding. The outlet quickly swapped the Happy Meal for a hamburger and pencil case.
It's like Scared Straight Six.
Yeah.
It's what Grimace. Is this? It's so gross.
It's Grimace with a condom.
was it a used condom?
I think I said it was in a package.
Okay, so they should have held on to it. They should have told her it was like a balloon.
There you go.
It's a fancy balloon.
It's a slippery balloon. They decided to try something new with these prepackaged little sports bags for kids, and somehow, inadvertently, a condom got placed inside the sports bag. Maybe somebody was going to take one home and they accidentally sealed
it.
I don't know. But it was inside the plastic wrap, sealed.
Wow!
Okay.
Somebody get Eddie D's in a condom ASAP.
Does he do me that way?
In Oak Ridge, Tennessee, a mother teed off by drunken golfers urinating near her house by the 18th hole resorted to videotaping the men after no action was taken on her complaints. A video of some men relieving themselves behind trees at the city-owned course was played on local and national television news. Many times I would say, you're on camera, and they'd just keep right on going. They'd yell and scream obscenities at me, Delisa Schubert said. Ow.
Somebody's got a problem.
Schubert, her husband and daughters, ages 11 and 15, live next to the Tennessee Centennial Golf Course in Oak Ridge, 20 miles west of Knoxville. She said the family moved there so the girls could improve their golf game.
Now, back Schubert, off and let me pee.
Schubert has reported the problem to the police.
I didn't know Bubba golfed.
You don't even have...
I don't. I guess I don't, Bubba. I'm sorry.
He's on the Cleveland Amateur Tour.
I'm about ready to kill you.
I'm sorry. Play golf,
that guy's
dude.
So touchy. Such a belligerent drunk.
You don't got to kill me. You can just play.
Schubert has reported the problem to the police, to city officials, the local district attorney, and to the golf course manager. They all suggested she record the offenders. And in a year, she says she's captured more than 40 golfers in the act.
I think this lady's got new life.
I know. I think she's enjoying
all my life.
Yes, Anakin's pissed in people's yards all his life.
Well, more than
this
anything, it's the fact
seconds.
That... It's the fact that they're drunk, and then they're getting in their car and driving off afterwards, too.
Yeah, and you
Wait. Wait, they're drinking while they're golfing?
Yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Like, get out of there! In the trap!
That's very common for people to drink and golf. But yeah,
shut
so
up,
she was.
Bill, that's disgusting.
Yeah, there's the beer girl that drives a little cart around when you play.
You're and, right.
Yeah, and according to the golf course, they said there are restrooms right nearby at the 16th hole and at the clubhouse, which isn't that far away.
That's a great thing.
Maybe
but
the
problem
is just angry that they're killing her grass.
Well, you know, you're busy playing golf. You're not going to run to the restroom.
I mean, and
I'm
going
to say these guys are in
okay,
the right.
And she's caught 40 guys within a year's time. That's not. It's not.
Well, here's another thing. You document that much, no one does anything. It's time to find a new hobby because no one's going to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Not being used
well,
to my ability.
I see a problem with it because there are children in the neighborhood and there's
oh,
drunk
please.
People. She has an 11 and a 15-year-old, and they're going to people's homes, like on their lawns, and urinating.
Who says it's on their lawns? They're on the golf course peeing behind trees.
She needs to put like an electrical wire on the ground, so when they pee on it, that would be awesome. Nice.
Speaking of beer, in Berlin, a German phone thief led police right to his own front door where they called the stolen mobile phone to say he had won some free beer and he willingly gave his address. An officer called and said, "You've won a crate of beer." Then he asked where the guy lived so they could drop the beer off, and the guy told him, "I think the man was drunk," said the police as they arrested him.
Yeah.
That's so convenient. Hey, you've won beer. Really? Oh, awesome.
Where do you live?
Oh, I live it. So I just guess
it's a really bad thief.
And finally, in Indonesia, a dead passenger traveled unnoticed for at least half a day on an executive passenger train. Anxious family members found the body of Edie Haryanto, 55, sitting in a locked lavatory on Thursday afternoon, more than a day after he boarded with a group of friends in the central Javanese
He's
town
nice,
of Tegal.
Let's do it.
So he died on a shitter.
Yeah. His family became worried when he didn't get out at the station at Jakarta at the end of the six-hour journey. And
screw the small judo man.
The body traveled back and forth between Tegal and Jakarta before a janitor told the family he had been unable to clean one lavatory because the door was locked. The cause of death was not made clear, but he had suffered a stroke recently. The man's daughter, which I'm not going to even try to say her last name, Dina Nurdianyanya, said she planned to file a complaint
backwards?
Of negligence. It's Nurhandayani. You figure that one out.
Really?
She's going to file a complaint of negligence with a state-owned train company, which I'm sure she probably won't win.
Why? Because he had a stroke while he was dropping a deuce.
I guess because...
Maybe he had a stroke while he was... No, I'm not going to say.
It's a crock of shit.
Thank Only you. Steven would think about some guy yanking his crank. Maybe it was masturbating.
I want to kiss you.
And here's one side note for you. In Iowa, several classrooms at Des Moines Area Community College were evacuated after college officials became nervous about a suspicious package. College officials called police and postal inspectors after the box was delivered Thursday. Well, what do you think they found inside? It wasn't a bomb. It was a box containing 500 condoms.
Yes.
The package was sent.
Go!
They were on their way to McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
The package
full circle.
Wrapped up.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry, I have an opinion.
The package was sent to the teacher of the human sexuality class and was sent by a person who had been previously a speaker of the class.
It makes me sick.
And that's all I've got.
Well, thanks, Vanessa. Thanks for doing the news this weekend. Hey, might I say, it's good to have you back on the show because you haven't been on the show for a couple of months, I think. Is that right?
Yeah,
2 months. 2 months.
Somewhat. Something about that.
Yeah.
Woo!
Now, Bill, you want to do some DVDs?
Let's do some DVDs!
Ow! Let's do some DVDs! 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 HD Blu-ray Extended Definition!
Oh, hell yeah, the DVDs, baby. That's what we got. That's what we're here for. We're here to hear about the DVDs.
Where she grabbed her...
What?
No, DVDs. The hell? Don't grab that.
Man, Trump's always, like...
playing with himself?
Exactly, Bill. Now, Bill, what do we
Put
have?
Put your hand out of your pants, Donald.
Every time we don't do the show, I don't know what DVDs are coming out. So please, let me know what DVDs are coming out this week.
What's your own thing?
Oh, you've made this very uncomfortable.
I do, too. I don't like it.
Son of a bitch!
Yes, Polly. Okay, these are DVDs for May 1st, 2007.
Hey, man!
Let's start with Alpha Dog.
Yes, I love Alf.
Yes, so do I, but this is Alpha.
Oh, Alf, it's Alpha his dog.
It's I Alf's think this dog. Is about Gordon Shumway's dog.
This sucks.
Actually, it's a kind of a retelling of a kid who became a drug dealer and kidnapped another kid and killed the kid and then got in a lot of trouble. So
you've got troubles, Mac.
Family movie.
Yes, it is. It's fun for the whole family if you like kidnap, murder, sex.
Zing!
But it's coming out on DVD and HD DVD.
Now, here's the thing. Justin Timberlake's in this movie.
Yes, he is.
Huh? Huh, me?
Yes, Brittany. And I heard he's not bad in it.
No, he's not bad in it. I watched it a few weeks ago, and it's really not that bad of a movie. It's
now,
not great.
Emil Hirsch is also in this, and he's going to be Speed Racer in a Speed Racer made by the Wachowskis. And I'm going to say he's not right for that. Not good casting.
Well, Matt Fox is going to play Emil Hirsch.
Yeah, Matthew Fox will play
Racer X.
Yes.
Chim Chim!
I would love to see Matthew Fox.
I just hate there's going to be a CGI Chim Chim. I just know it.
Like Scooby Doo.
No, you know what? I can't think that the Wachowskis would do that.
They're going to have those twin guys from Reloaded in it.
Yes, that would be awesome.
I got nothing. No, Joey Pants. He's going to be Chim Chim. Yeah.
Joey Pants.
What's her name? Jennifer Tilly will be.
Now, let me ask you this, Bill, about Alfalfa Dog. Now, the whole thing is based on a true story, right?
It is.
Now, does it end with him going to jail, or did they leave off that part because that court case isn't over yet? How did they do that?
Well, I think they actually had to reshoot the ending or redo the ending because just before the movie was released, the character the movie's based on was actually captured in Brazil. So I think they actually had to change the ending.
Man, that dude was on the run, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, yeah, he was in a lot of
shit. Scrubbing
him real
hard.
They always go to Brazil.
I thought they went to, what's that village in The Sorcerer with Roy Scheider? I can't remember. So anyway.
Crazy.
High five for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. What other movies are coming out on DVD, Bill?
Well, this isn't a movie, but I know you'll want it. It's Beverly Hills 90210, the complete second season.
Awesome! Now,
let
me ask.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know, with 90210, they did the season one, but also they had the summer episodes. Remember that, Steven, where Brandon goes to work at the Beverly Hills Beach Club? And I'm wondering, was that season two or is it still season one?
That's 1.5 in Galactica terms.
Nice.
Yeah, I would think that would be included on season one.
Because they had the summer episodes.
Well, you know what? This says that it's all 28 unforgettable episodes.
Wow. So, now that is a season of television.
Well, I'm thinking that, you know, a normal season is what? 22
episodes. Maybe, so that 28 is because of the summer episodes, I bet.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Genius.
And I always love whenever characters from a show get a job at, like, some resort.
Yeah.
You know, my favorites were Saved by the Bell whenever they got the job at the resort and Leah Remini worked
there. Yes. Yeah, why do all the shows they have a beach resort where somebody works at?
To get girls in bikinis. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have the cabana boy or something, Zach Morris. Great
and you know,
actor.
In season two, Ian Ziering had that full-on curly mullet going.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
And they're playing volleyball all the time, good stuff. And all I remember is that Brandon tries to get a Desert Storm vet
a job at the
beach club. I mean, it's genius.
And when you're telling these little stories... Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it
I
so
had
much
a point. I'm talking about 90210, Foggy. Bastard.
Even in season two, Andrea still looked like she was 40 years old.
Yes.
Probably because she was.
I think you're right.
She was. She was a lot older than all the rest.
You know what? I think she was 38 when they made this.
She was in her early 30s when they started.
Yeah. It was pretty...
And she was supposed to be, what, 18?
Yeah. I think even younger than that.
Yeah, 16.
Yeah, I don't think they pulled that off.
No, they didn't.
The only show worse with age is Dawson's Creek.
Yeah.
Next DVD is Dream Girls. La, 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 la.
Major dog food.
Yeah,
Dream
I'd
Girls.
Rather eat dog food than watch
didn't,
this piece of shit.
Didn't Eddie Murphy win the Oscar for that?
No.
Oh yeah, that's why he left pissed off.
Yes.
Poor guy. Now yeah, so, that does have the American Idol girl, and she won an Oscar. What was her name?
Jennifer Hudson.
You love her? The cute tattoo girl, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's not a tattoo girl.
I love my women chunky and black so they can punch my ass through my face.
What do you mean, Bill?
I like them when they punch my ass through my face.
Ah! Jesus!
My eardrum.
Me! Jesus, man, she wanted us to love her, and then she's going to punch us. Our asses through our faces.
Yes. Our next DVD is Fletch, the Jane Doe edition. I have
where
no
she
idea
grabbed her.
Why or what or, you know, don't.
He wrote a column under the name of Jane Doe.
Ah, good good job, Steven.
Good times.
If you don't own Fletch on DVD yet, you might want to pick up this.
You know what? I don't own Fletch on DVD.
I'm going to wait for the HD DVD. This next DVD is for you people with kids. Happily Never After. Some piece of shit computer animated movie with the voices of Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Wait, did you just say Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Yes, she's Jewish. Gellar.
I think it's Geller.
No, it's Gellar.
I'm pretty sure
but
it's
she
Geller.
Says it's Geller.
Oh, I gotcha. You're being anti-Semitic. Okay.
I'm not anti-Semitic.
Yogi loves her.
Yeah, he loves Buffy.
But supposedly this is kind of like a Shrek ripoff and like some sort of fairy tale land.
Never even heard of it. What the hell
I
is
either.
It?
You're barking at the wrong dog, Jethro.
Exactly.
All right. Next DVD is The Hitcher. With Sean Bean.
But
I'm waiting for the,
I've heard of him.
There you go.
Now, Sean Bean, he was supposed to be Siler, right?
Yeah, whatever happened to that?
I think it was just a BS rumor.
Yeah, probably.
So they remade The Hitcher, or is this a sequel to The Hitcher?
No, this is a remake.
Wow. Did,
I heard
C.
it was
Thomas,
god-awful.
Is C. Thomas Howell still in it?
No, he's not.
He didn't have a cameo or anything?
Now, Vanessa, where did you hear it was god-awful from?
Well, I go into a movie chat room and everybody was talking about how bad it was. They said the original is way better.
Admit it.
Nobody eat the chicken!
Poison! The chicken is poison!
Admit it, it's not a movie chat room, it's a Sean Bean chat room. Next DVD gets my...
This is going to be a f***ing disaster.
My vote for the creepiest movie of the year, and that's Little Children. It's got Kate Winslet, Jennifer Connelly, Patrick Wilson. It's kind of like a weird sex
that
movie.
That was the movie Jackie Earle Haley was nominated for Academy
yes,
Award for.
Yes, he and, plays the pedophile in it, correct.
And you wanted him to win that, didn't you?
I did. He was very good in it.
He's a very good pedophile.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it a disturbing film?
It is. It's quite upsetting.
Wow. See, I don't know if I can handle movies like that.
I can't.
I mean,
watch
I can handle it, but then again, why do I want to watch a movie where I'm disturbed? You know what I mean, Steven? Why can't I watch something like Happily Ever After and be delighted?
Happily
or that
never
with Sarah
never
Michelle
after.
Gellar, you know.
I love
Sarah Michelle Gellar. She was great in Grudge You.
Grudge You, yes.
Yes.
Next DVD is An Officer and a Gentleman, the Special Collector's Edition.
I just watched that earlier.
I think this is like the fifth release, and I think...
No one wants to buy that.
Well, they're releasing it now to capitalize on the fact that Richard Gere is a wanted man in India.
It's an intriguing sensation.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's hilarious. No PDA in India. Just remember that,
no,
Steven.
You're not allowed to touch
the... No PDA, but you can pick your wife from when you're, like, what, 8 years old? Or...
Yeah.
Man, that culture's...
No, you don't pick it. Your family picks it for you.
Yeah, okay. But you can't kiss them in public.
No, and you have to live with cows.
And then,
who's
then,
that elephant dude with the multiple
arms? And then you
got
to really... You got to... Ganesh?
Ganesh.
Baba Ganoush?
No, Ganesh.
Ganesh. Ganesha.
Kazuntite?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Now, this next set, I think everyone's going to want to pick up. It is literally a roundhouse kick to the gut for $14. Jean-Claude Van Damme collection.
Sweet.
It includes Kickboxer.
Yes!
And Universal Soldier Special Edition.
Awesome!
Now, I will never forget. I saw Universal Soldier in the theater with one of my good friends, and we were the only ones in the theater. And during the fight scenes, we would get up and start fighting each other.
Nice.
It doesn't have Rocky Street Fighter with him?
You know what? Dolph Lundgren, he's genius in that flick. Kickboxer, rent it today!
Buy it today.
Yes!
Sold me! Yes, and that's DVDs for May 1st, 2007.
Well, thanks, Bill. I love the DVDs.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be back next week to do some more of the DVDs, if you know what I'm saying.
I think I do, Humpty Man.
Thank you. Good night. Here all week, try the veal. And...
Alright, everybody, that was episode 77 of Nowhere in Mulberry. I hope you enjoyed it. We're back, everybody. Yeah, we're doing the show, and we're doing it, and it's really good.
Where she grabbed her...
I don't remember that ever happening, Trump. But anyway, okay, I talked about doing the show on TalkShoe, where people could listen while we do the show live. I haven't forgotten about that. We're just pushing it back a little. We will get into that, okay? NowhereInMulberry.com, there you can find links, such as our email at nimpodcast@gmail.com. You can join our forum at nimforum.com. You can find links to all of our previous episodes, including Mulberry Old School, all of our episodes all the way back to the first one. And come on, join in. We got the chat room back up. We're still trying to figure out when we're going to start chatting again. Steven, I'm waiting for you to decide. Just let us know, okay?
Okay.
Good to know.
Where she grabbed her...
Okay, Trump. Christ.
Quit grabbing things.
But thanks for listening, everybody. I love you. It's time for Bill to... it's like
it's
midnight
Bill.
Where Bill lives. Bill, thank you so much for letting us do the show late. Hey, we love doing the show, right, Steven?
Yes.
I'll just go see the movie I was going to go see tomorrow.
What movie were you going to see?
It's a new Mike White movie with Molly Shannon and Peter Sarsgaard.
Oh, I've seen the commercial for that. What is it called?
Dog something. I can't remember.
Dogville?
Dog Park?
No. No, it's not Dog Park.
For the Love of Benji?
Yes, you know what? That's it. It's a remake of For the Love of Benji.
Yes! All right, everybody. Bill's going to have a review for the Love of Benji next week. We'll see you later. Laters. Laters, everybody.
Later.
Bye!
Year of the Dog.
Year of the Dog, yes.
Superstar!
Oh, gosh.
Superstar!
Was I the only one who hated that?
Superstar!
I might have been the only one to see that.
That's the one she smells her piss, right?
Hey, Bill.
What?
Superstar!
God. I hate you!
That was nice stereo.
Where she grabbed her...
Now this is podcasting.